Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechta Bamitzia, and we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Hey. How much can a seller be missing, meaning coins, as time goes on, some of the metal rubs out and it gets trimmed down a little bit. So how much of the metal from the coin could be missing without it being a violation of Ona'a, that you're passing off this quarter as a quarter, but it has way less metal than a normal quarter? So Rameir Omer, Arba Isar. Rameir says, four Isars, Isar l'dinar, which is one Isar for each dinar that's in the cella, meaning since there are four dinarim in the cella, so you could be missing up to four Isars. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arba Pundionos, that it's four Pundionos, Pindion l'dinar, which is one Pundion for each dinar of the cella, which is 1/12 of the weight of the cella. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shte Pundionos l'dinar, which turns out to be 1/6 of the weight. So we have 1/24 of the weight, 1/12 of the weight, and 1/6 of the weight. Those are the three shittos as to how much it could be missing and still count. So moving on to Mishnah Vav, and Masay Mutalachzer, and how long do you have to give back a worn out cella and say that I would rather have a new one that still has all of its metal? So Bakrachim, if you live in a big city, I could share a Lashulchani, it's the amount of time that it would take to bring it to a money changer to get it professionally assessed. Ubakfarim, if you live in a small village, Adarve Shabbosos, then you have until Erev Shabbos when people go to buy things that they need for Shabbos. So then you'll be in a store and you'll see if they're willing to take that money for you. But there are no regular shulchanim that are around. You don't have a shulchan available to you. If the person who gave this worn out matbeya realizes that he sees which one it is, then you have to take it back even up to 12 months later. Meaning if you see that the guy is bringing back a coin and you recognize it as the coin that you gave to him, then you have to take it back even 12 months later. But if you don't do so, then he's not going to be able to sue you in Beis Din. He'll just be able to have a taina against you. That phrase, the Achronim point out, means that typically you're not allowed to complain about things, meaning you need a heter to complain about somebody. You're not allowed to just stop if you had a bad experience with someone, complain about somebody. This might be a maramakom in the issue in the halacha of Hilchos Lashon Hara, whether you're allowed to leave a review on a on one of those websites for the service that you had and how much how enjoyable or unenjoyable of an experience you had, that to have taromas, to have a taina, you need the chazal to tell you that you're allowed to have taromas. But no son the Maaser Sheni, a person could take a worn out coin and give it to Maaser Sheni, meaning you have your Maaser Sheni produce and you want to exchange it for money so you can bring that money to Yerushalayim. It could be on this kind of money, Veinu Choshesh, and that's not a problem. Because anyone who doesn't want to act as if it's real money is just not being nice to you. Meaning people generally, if you give a torn dollar bill, the merchant will give you a funny look, or a torn $100 bill. But if it's legal tender, it's legal tender. He's supposed to really take it from you. He should not, the fact that he's being mean about it doesn't really change the halacha. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we said that if a coin is worn down by missing some of its metal, how much can it be worn down and not be a violation of Ona'a? So we had three possibilities: either 1/24 of its weight, 1/12 of its weight, or 1/6 of its weight. Those were the three shittos of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, respectively. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that in a large city, you only have the amount of time that it takes to show it to a money changer to return it, but in a smaller village, you have until Erev Shabbos. But if the guy recognizes that it's his coin, then he has to take it back even up to a year later. If he doesn't, then you can only have taromas on him. You can't take him to Udin Torah, and you're allowed to use such coins for Meiser Sheni, because someone who doesn't accept it is just being a mean guy. He's just being a nefesh ra'ah. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.